So last week, Lee, when you were on vacation, Donald Trump had a major win, 8-1 Supreme Court decision.
Yeah, that was an interesting tally there, wasn't it?
Sure was. Well, apparently Ketanji Jackson just read the case wrong, and Sotomayor had explained it to her. So she may or may not have understood why she voted that way. It's not clear. But anyway, 8-1 decision. Yes, the president, get this, can actually fire federal employees.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Well, I mean, it was Supreme Court justices knew.
Well, I know, but it was thought to be so unfathomable that once somebody is given a job by the federal government that they would ever be fired for any reason.
Because we know President Clinton and President Obama never fired. Wait a minute. Yeah, they did fire federal employees. So, yeah.
Yeah. But not like this.
Right.
This idea that, well, you know, once we hire one, though, we have to keep them forever.
Yeah.
Even the entire State Department division, whose job, get this, Lee, was to oversee the Afghan war.
Okay, that's been over for a while.
Yeah, I got to wonder, you know, I read that in the New York Post, that that was one of the divisions they fired everyone in it, because we're not in an Afghan war anymore Afghanistan.
Because the Biden administration decided to check out.
What have they been doing since 2021?
That's a good question.
I mean, they get coffee, read the newspaper, and then what?
Well, still no war in Afghanistan. See you tomorrow.
Yeah. And they're just sitting there, and nobody clears them out? Well, they just got cleared out, 1,300 of them, which led to a spectacle outside the State Department. So people
1,300?
Got notices. Yeah, it was only like 3% of the workforce. That was it, which tells me the State Department's way too big.
Yeah.
Way too big. They're saying the layoffs will affect 1,100 civil servants and 246 foreign service officers with assignments inside the United States of America. They started getting termination notices in the morning on Friday, and absolute hysteria ensued and mainstream media outrage that they would ever be fired for cause or no reason. You know, like the rest of us who pay their salaries, that's just the norm in the private sector.
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, we didn't, you know, make the profits we needed to this quarter, so we're going to have layoffs. Somehow that's not supposed to apply in the federal government.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we're being told this is fascism. This is hysterical. Pictures running in the mainstream media. These people coming out of the building and crying. Look, I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings and have. And it's really awful to lose a job.
Yeah, I've been there, done that.
Me too. We all have. But that's the thing. We all have. You don't get to be immune to it because you're a liberal and you work for the State Department.
No.
You know, and honestly, watching all of this, these people getting fired, I'm surprised parents aren't raising their children to get a job with the federal government up till now.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, some do.
maybe they do. I don't know. I mean, it's a great deal if you can get it. Never get fired till Trump takes office anyway. Doesn't matter if you screw up at work. Really, you do whatever you want at work. Maybe if you get really lucky, you'll be assigned to the division managing the Vietnam War. You know what I mean?
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Anybody working on that war between the states?
Yeah, no, I'm sure there's still a division working on that, too. Yeah. It's been over for...
The late unpleasantness, as Grandpa used to call it.
Yeah, really. Anyway, you know, it's interesting. It looks like they fired the right ones, Lee, based on the very liberal anti-Hitler, anti-fascism slogans they left on the wall in their way out. One of them, there's pictures of these running on X. Colleagues, if you remain, resist fascism, remember the oath you vowed to uphold. No, I don't remember there being an oath to resist Republican presidents you disagree with.
No, there was that thing about following the Constitution. And the last time I checked, the president was the chief executive.
There's another one left behind. If you say you love freedom but don't care if it applies to everyone, then what you really love is your privilege. This was left by a fired person.
Well, you know, that one can cut both ways, Tara.
Yeah. Yeah, it can. Here's another one. History will remember what was lost here. I don't think so. I don't. But the taxpayers who have to go to work at their jobs, which they could lose at any moment,
our tax dollars were lost. That's
yes,
what was
they
lost.
Were lost. And finally, here's sad America's experts on democracy, human rights, yes, which includes women's LGBTQ+, and minority rights, election security, freedom of expression, privacy, on countering corruption, violent extremism, and disinformation, and more. By the way, wow. Yeah, so these are people who think they know best and they can censor us. The big censorship programs, a lot of them, including the Global Engagement Center, were being run out of the State Department. So these are people sitting around censoring me, censoring you, moving money around for the censorship.
Trying to find a reason to keep corporations from talking about certain things or having an opinion about certain political issues.
Taking credit for defunding conservative websites like Breitbart to the tune of $100 million and, quote, shutting down Trump's voice, unquote. They see that as their job at the State Department.
But then spreading false information to support their agenda whenever possible.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, I'm looking at this and I'm like, wow, 1,300 is only like, you know, 3%. Can we do another 3%? I mean, surely there's some people in there making copies, you know? I don't need those anymore. We have PDFs.
Yes, exactly. Put down that ream of paper. You don't need to do that.
I just thought it was interesting, just the hysteria, the crying outside, and the outrage of the mainstream media that anyone would ever be fired from the federal government.
Yeah. Well, I would dare say there is not a federal agency that does not need a good 1,300 layoff.
Yeah, like I said, I'm just shocked to learn that we still had an entire division of diplomats who were there to deal with the Afghan war. That was the purpose of them being there. There's over 300 people that were dealing with the Afghan war, or that's what their diplomacy was about. Mm. Yeah, that's what I said. So, really crazy. Today's Battleground America podcast is going to be on something, folks, when you look at the situation after the Butler assassination, Lee, it's nuts. The top two, because we had the big news last week of six people were going to be disciplined for, like, you know, tops a whole 42 days. Yeah. And that's it. I mean, we have a man who's dead. His widow, by the way, is giving interviews. She's never gotten a single phone call returned from the Secret Service. They've never met with her. They've never said anything to her. She's persona non grata, which is crazy. But then we find out the two people responsible for the walkthrough beforehand, the ones who were supposed to be doing it in the days before, the ones who would have been responsible for going, hey, maybe we shouldn't draw the AGR building out of the site security plan because, you know, there's a perfect perch there, the best one in the entire field from which to kill Trump. Let's just draw it out of the security plan. It'll work out fine.
Well, you know, it did have that very steep roof there, Tara.
Well, but that was too steep. It was too steep of a grade for a federal employee to go on.
Except for the elderly senators that went up there and looked at it themselves.
Right, because it had afterwards, what, like 10%?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like
incline
one of those disability ramps.
Up the, somebody pointed that out online. That went viral. Like, wait, that's the same slope as a disability ramp.
Right.
Well, now we find out the two people that were most responsible for it, who did the, like, the site stuff, they were not punished and both were promoted. They're still there. A third person, he's in the Senate report, but he's also was the subject of an interview by the Butler Emergency Service crew. This guy who was supposed to be running the response center, come to find out over the weekend in the Senate report, they went to him personally, the Butler folks, described the situation with Thomas Crooks, that, you know, he was using a rangefinder, he was using a laser pointer to set up his shot. They had begun to panic. They were hunting him. They went to the center, the operations center, and told the guy personally, the Secret Service agent running it. In other words, this excuse that we were given even as recently as last week of, oh, well, the radio channels, they were not the same. They weren't talking. The Butler security people weren't talking to the Secret Service. It was just an oversight, a snafu. No. No, it wasn't. Because the Butler services, like the Butler Emergency Services, who've never done an interview before, like the whole team of them did one with Fox Nation, and I've got a bunch of the audio from it, and they're saying, no, we went personally, when we couldn't reach them over the radio, we went and told them face-to-face what was going on with Crooks, and we went twice. Once when he was using the rangefinder and the laser pointer to set up his shot, and the second time when he climbed up on the roof. They ignored it. They never told Trump, and they let him go out on that stage. And the guy who was running the operations center that they personally face-to-face reported this to, Lee, he was never punished. He's still doing security for the Secret Service. He may, we don't know if he works personally on Trump's events. God help us if he does, because the Iranians are hunting Trump now. Did you see that $40 million bounty over the weekend?
Yeah. Maybe time for some more bunker busters, Tara.
Yeah. We got to clean out the Secret Service. You know what needs to happen? Look, Bongino is clearly not happy at the FBI. I always thought he was a weird fit there anyway. Let's put Bongino over the Secret Service. He won't have to deal with Pam Bundy, right?
Not directly.
Trump will be safe. I trust Bongino to do that job. I really do. And look, Trump will make it to the end of his term. It's maybe something people should think about. See, he doesn't seem happy at the FBI.